This will be, this is April 24th, 1992, Spring Dust My Week at Augusta, and Joe Falater will be playing for the classes.
I thank you for that kind welcome. I thank you, Jerry, for having me back again. Also, thank you for making me nervous again. I'm running late. Mom said to be home 4 o'clock, and I live in Fairmont, so I'll have to hurry. I'll read you a few of the songs I'm going to play. Oh, Jane said that, like Mem said that, to Chanky. Also say, Childash. Ita yo mafolo tukun, nem shokaro. Chokej kishlan, mona bilagun. Seipo sun no korizalo. Hoki meja kote metu miyar kambo. That was just part of them. I think I'll just start trying to play one of them. Oh, Jane said that, like Mem said that, to Chanky. I'd rather play one that I could sing all the way through. Then you'd understand it better. Oh, Jane said that like Nim said that through Shanky. Ain't nobody loves you like I love you. Ain't nobody kisses you like I kiss you. And I don't know the rest of them words. That's all there is to it. I really appreciate that. And this is here's the young un getting ready to leave the village. I told you my follow talker, Nem Shokara. I'm gonna leave pretty soon. That's what that title says.
Joe's parents were born in Hungary, is that right, Joe?
Right.
and immigrated to this country to work in the coal fields of first Pennsylvania, I think, and then,
yeah.
And then West Virginia.
And then West Virginia, yeah. Most of the farmers, the ones I know, my nationalities anyway, sort of come through Pennsylvania coal fields and on into West Virginia coal fields. That's the way. But,
and then back when you were younger, there was quite a Hungarian community.
Oh, yes.
Near Fairmont, West Virginia.
Oh, yes. Just about every weekend there'd be a Hungarian dance going on, because those coal miners liked to dance as hard as they worked. And something going on all the time.
And who was the man who played the cimbalom before you, this very instrument?
Mate. He's a man from Reesville, and he brought it from the old country. See? And he died off. I ended up with it. But, you know, something was going on all the time, you know, with the coal miners. They loved to have their fun and so on, and that's how they did it. Now, back home, of course, we played all over the country, got called once we became known, but back home was always the local union hall. We'd have our dances on Saturday nights and got paid $3 a piece. That was a lot of money, I tell you. It was. $3 in them days would buy you probably as much as $50 nowadays. And we're off here. Chuck H. Keesline, Bonavilla, going. Not me. There's just one little girl in the world for me. And my wife used to like that till we got been married for 50 years. She sort of got away from it. And I don't know all the words of that, but just that. Y'all call a two-step and we call a chardash. And we played the chardash slow first for two-step, and then we speeded it up so the men could show how they slapped their heels around and all that.
Were you gonna dance today?
Am I gonna dance to it?
You promised you'd dance at Marco's
house. I'll dance. One of you women wanna dance? Hey, I'm kidding. They post on the pretty side. This is the man that left home as a young'un, and you know, old as I am, I still get choked up on some of these, but I can't help it. Bear with me. But he comes back, and he goes to visit his mother's grave, and this is what he sings over his mom's grave. You know, pretty sad. Must have been. Oh, can do, nuts can do. She might on one of my shovel. It's a little hanky and a big hanky, and it's real ironed out real smooth. And in every corner, a bob on there, one ball to walk. That's my girlfriend's name in the corner of every one of them. That's what that's supposed to say. Yes, sir.
I was wondering, how common are these tunes? Are these tunes that are still you would find in Hungary today? Or are these tunes unusual tunes over there? Or are they just from...
The tunes?
And the songs.
The songs?
Yeah.
They're from Hungary.
Yeah. But I'm wondering, are they real common? Are they like Goodnight Irene to us in America, or are they more unusual than that?
Well, that's some question. I can't speak for Hungary.
Could you go over to Gypsy Band in Hungary now and make a request any of these songs?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I told you, where was it, upstairs? It's our dollar when I was there in 83. $1 of ours was worth $40 of hungry money. And then I thought I was going to live it up, too. But, and I told Jerry, it made me feel good. The first thing I looked at was we call them gypsies. And some of those are real gypsies. You know, gypsies aren't necessarily Hungarian. You've got Hungarian gypsy, but that's getting a little confusing. But the gypsy is some kind of nationality. It's not Hungarian. Now, they'll speak your language, and they'll speak any of y'all's language, but you try to speak their language. See, they're a... Now, what was I going to do? I don't... Oh, yeah. Kiss can do, nuts can do, she might have one. Pardon?
How many did he collect? His handkerchiefs. Did he collect a lot from the girls?
Oh, I don't know that. Shucks, I'm getting balled up here. Kiss can do, nuts can do. Nuts can do, she might have gone to show me. Ling-dang-ling, short-cut-o, bo-bong-de-de-bong-de-bo. Egg-cheek-seek-a-ma-seek-bar-na, a-har-ma-ri-ki-da-se. Tendency to be sad most of the time. That don't mean there's happy people in there. They do have a lot of sad, and I love the sad song. Betek bajo ke deshanyam, najun betek bajo. My mama's mad because I'm starting to chase the girls, I reckon, you know. And he says back, says, well, what are you getting mad for? Says, Dad used to chase you. It just comes out in a song like that. And evidently he caught her, didn't he? Seek my day. Well, I can play them all over again. No. Well, now see, when I finish, that's the song. And like we're playing for dancing, you had to play them over and over, you know, and change songs in the middle up to another song. And people get up there, and sometimes you just couldn't set them down. And they just want that music to keep going. And we used to take turns, you know, part of the band wanted to take a rest while the other kept playing, and so on like that.
So who was the fellow who called the shots in the band? First violin?
First violin, yeah.
And did you play for functions other than dances?
Christenings. We played for every baby that was born, every couple that got married in that area around them days.
Did that have been in a public reception or in the church?
Oh, not in the church, no. Usually they'd have the christening right at their home. The priest would come. But
who taught you to play?
The weddings, pardon?
Who taught you to play?
Who taught me to play? Jerry knows I'm being repetitious, but I grew up hating this thing. Because when I was about 11 or 12 years old, the man that owned this thing, he'd quit or something, and they wanted me to learn to play it. And they didn't lock me in the room, and just wouldn't let me out. I just had to learn, because I knew Hungarian songs, and I had to learn how to play them on that. Well, I was getting along pretty good, and here I played. They always played in D, and I started learning them in C. I had to start learning to play with them there, you know, because I didn't... learn the songs in the key that they played in all the time.
So what were the keys they liked the most for these songs?
D. Playing the key of D, yeah. Uh-huh. Now once in a while they'd play in the key A, and that's rough on this thing. And we had one second violinist, and his favorite song was in the key of A. I just dreaded him starting that song up. Pardon? Oh, they point out. Well, where's my bag? This way, you know, this way there's less chance of them hitting each other. Y'all got a minute? I'll show you some. Yeah, that's what I had for lunch. You want to see something? That's where I got these factory hammers, these homemade jobs. Pardon?
Did they still make them in Hungary?
These?
No, the other ones.
Oh, yeah. I bought these in Budapest, and the gentleman that gave me these last year. Where was he at, in Vienna or somewhere?
He's here.
I bought those from the Cymbalon player on a boat going down the Danube River. I saw Joe at Augusta 2 years ago, and it was fascinating. I went to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, don't speak Hungarian, relied on high school German, and the second violinist could speak that a week rather than I bought the hammers.
Oh, I appreciate it very much. Oh, I'll show you the difference in them. These is work. And if you ever want to try it, see how nice and neat them are? And they're wrapped with thread. You see that? It's just almost impossible for me to do it anyway, to wrap these with cotton and make it look like that. It just... For me, it's impossible. Oh, I might show you what they sound like. Yeah. I hate these things anymore since I got those good stuff. Oh, I'm telling you. Mr. Jones, I don't think he'll ever want me back. See how soft it are? I've been ashamed to show y'all, man, but now these the mister brought me. See how much thinner they wrapped? You notice the difference in time? softer tone. I don't like the tinny tone. And that tinny tone shows up bad when you miss one, I'll tell you. I'll try one with this, but it's against my better judgment. I didn't play this, but I'm going to play it again. Whole hall tallers each took on them hall tallers I just bought. Now, that's the married people. Wife jumping a husband. Where'd you sleep at last night? You didn't sleep at home. Out last night, you came in this morning. Now she's mad. All hall tallers ain't so tall. Where'd you sleep at last night? Them hall tallers are there. All hall tallers ain't so tall. Yes, sir.
When you were playing in the band, did you have tunes that did not have words to them? Or all the songs and tunes you know are they sung?
I just don't know all the words, you know. But every one of the songs have words. Oh, yes.
They weren't just instrumental tunes?
No. Those were all songs that my people sang, you know.
So even the Chardish. You even have words to the
Chardish
people
would
sing those.
Well, now, for instance, that one, Whole Altala Zay took on them, Whole Altala Zajudba. That's a two-step Chardish first, and then you speed it up, and it becomes a free-for-all, you know.
Now, is that like a real formal Chardish with lots of those different moves? Is it one dance, or is it just a slow section, or just very fast?
You start out two-stepping, you know. And then if the crowd doesn't want to leave the floor, you change to another two-step, you know, while you're playing, change while you're playing. And then you go into the fast. And when they don't want to leave the floor then, you know, you start to get a little tired. But and then people sure could dance. Whew, that's a coal miner for you.
The rule of
work,
is there people dancing, you have to be playing music? Is that kind of how it went? As long as they kept dancing on the dance, you kept
sometimes from utter exhaustion, we had to stop. Because them fools would not get off that floor. Of course, they had their tea. And it's just hard to wear out a coal miner when he gets to dancing. It sure is, because, you know, they work hard, they eat hard, drink hard, play hard, and dance hard. That's the way it goes, I reckon. Good old days.
How many people around Marion County very many people who know Hungarian?
They're dying off. Yeah, there's some yet. One lives nearby. We went on these senior citizen trips. But my wife, she's become so Americanized, no offense. But, you know, if I see a Hungarian, I don't care where I see him, I know he's Hungarian, I'm going to speak to him in Hungarian, keep up my language. My brother, dad blame him. We worked together down to mines, and every time I'd speak to him, I'd speak to him in Hungarian, and he was ashamed of that, you know. And, of course, some of the others that weren't Hungarian, they didn't care too much. I wasn't doing it so they wouldn't understand what I was saying. I just like to keep my language up. He said, cut that out. We can't understand you. I said, how come I can understand you and you can't understand me? I think best I could do it. No, it was shameful in a way to grow up in an atmosphere like that. But
do you think you get a lot of trouble from other people? And was there a lot of friction between the Hungarians and the other people who were in the mines?
There wasn't much friction, as long as we stayed in our place. You know.
So do you have any other people? I mean, were there other people involved in Bulgarians or Yugoslavs? Or
Polish, Italians, and what else? Hungarian, Slavish. Now, Lithuanian. Well, my wife's Lithuanian. I done forgot that. But Czechoslovakians, evidently they're near Hungary, and they speak Hungarian or Czech. But I couldn't speak Hungarian and Czech. They could. They were Czechs, you see. They learned the Hungarian language.
Did they all have their own music?
Slavish music and Hungarian music is pretty much alike. I don't know about the song, but I mean the rhythm and, you know, they play the chardash.
Would they come to some of the dances?
Pardon?
Would they come to some of the dances?
Oh, yeah.
Was there ever an organized society of Hungarian people in Fairmont area? Was there a Hungarian club or anything like that?
You know, Morgantown Reformed Church, that was mostly Hungarian. But society... And I don't know why they resented this, because, you know, foreigners, I don't care. You can go back as far as you want to, and directly somebody's going to come across the ocean, you know. And mine just happened to come a lot later, and them others had been here a while, you know, while I looked down at us. So that's human nature, maybe. I don't know. Why the world can't love each other. Well, you see what, I don't mean to preach. But you see what's happening to the world. I'm going to get on Bush here, Director. I'm sorry, I'm getting carried away here. What did you say? Ráncos csizmát visel a babán. My pants. Was pretty fast, and you think that would drive them fools off the floor. They just hang right in there. That's what they did. Pain starts down like Rudy Jelly. Oh, Lord, I'm getting mixed up here. Thank you. this used to be our so-called start-out song, saying hello to everybody. Getting dry. Yo, HD's Kivani. Y'all ain't been on bacon roast? You poor people. You want me to tell them about a bacon roast?
Yes.
Well, the coal miners again, okay? Every Saturday, in the early daybreak, they'd head for the woods, and they had their jug. They wouldn't go anywhere without that jug. And their bacon, they'd build a fire out in the woods, cut a stick, and cut chunks of bacon, about so square, and put that on that stick. And that bacon would never touch the flames. They'd get Vienna bread and slice it long ways and put onion and pepper and stuff on it. And like I say, that bacon never touched the flame. But when it started dripping grease, good, you know, and they just drip it all over that bread, now that was a delicacy. One of the guys at Eichmann, he remembered that about hungry. You know that? And one of them guys, I don't know, I think it was Eichmann, he mentioned it. And one of the best things he ever did went on a bacon roast. So it must have been good, so. But us youngins took it up too. But we didn't have the patience that the old people had. They'd build little prongs like this, you know, and then just hold that stick over there and they wouldn't have to hold it up all the time. Just rest it on the prong, you know. But we were so impatient, the kids stick the bacon down in the fire, get it going good, you know. And grew up on that stuff. It was pretty healthy. Now all this good food's killing me.
They have any music with those affairs?
Pardon? Out in the woods? No. No, now, you didn't hear them leave, but you sure heard them coming back. They always had their jugs with them, and they'd be full and happy, and you could hear them all of them singing Hungarian together, you know, because they'd all be Hungarian.
Now, when they were singing, was that,
A Hungarian, he likes singing by himself because he thinks he's good, you know. And, and then there his buddy thinks he might just be a little bit better. And before they never let one man sing. They all join in. That's what it amounted to, yeah. And just like playing for the dance, they was hepped up and nothing, they usually were, why, they'd sing a song and then switch right into another song, just like we did when we was playing, you see, so. They had
I know, Joe, you said that there was a big harvest festival in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Special
yeah.
dance.
Oh, that was fun. The Union Hall, and all the pretty girls in the village, boy, I'm speaking Hungarian now. I mean, very few in town. They were dressed up in Hungarian costumes. And all around the ceiling, they had bunches of grapes. And in the middle was a great big bunch, you know. And these girls, they watched the dancers, and the lady dancing with the man, she'd reach up there and grab a bunch of grapes, you know. And right away, the girl would catch that man and take him in, he had to pay for it. That's how they made their money. You know? It was all understood. That's just
was there any kind of a
and whoever, excuse me, whoever jerked that big rascal down, now that was a $20 thing. Yeah. So I usually waited till after somebody would get it down, though, finally. So, pardon?
Was there any kind of a festival in the spring, like around in March or April?
No, no. Seemed like springtime, we was busy playing for christenings and weddings and things like that, you know. We got a hole cutting. That's where I used to live, up in the coal mining camp. Uh-huh. There's a hole cut in the living room floor, just enough to let a quart of homebrew slip up through there, because once the police come, I'm telling all my family, they're dang gone. Right? The police come, and you know them rascals, they just took everyone. They, I don't know how many Dad had, maybe 40, 50 bottles of this. That was a big ball, you know. And they busted every one but a few, and I noticed they took that for them, took that with them for evidence, till they could get someplace and drink it, I know.
That's a big festival over in Hungary, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see here, where am I? Can't see too good either. You always keep your mind, maybe you took a better view. That was our theme song, Safe Keys Line Up, Udi Zala. What would y'all like to hear? Pardon?
Fast two-step.
Two-step?
Nice, fast,
charge,
or something
like that?
Anything.
Like a little
charge? She said a nice, fast two-step.
Nice, fast two-step. Y'all ought to get up there. You know, I could tell you what to do, and you might enjoy it, you know. Because part of the Hungarian dance is not just a... Now, they're great at tango and things like that. But the two-step... That just goes on a little bit. They can't just two here and two there. Pretty soon they got to dress it up a little bit and start turning. They'll turn one way so long and turn the other way, and then they go back to two-step till they rest up a little bit, and then they'll start turning again. So, but if you've ever seen, I saw a couple from Hungary, one-step. If you've ever seen a one-step done, it's and beautiful. And wasn't no, it just, you know, you didn't, it's just like walking, only they were gliding. Ye gods, what happened, Jerry?
So that one step, Hungarian, what was the name for that one step?
One step, that's all. But I'd never seen my type of Hungarians do it. Now, these were from out of town. They were maybe a little bit more up there or something like that. But all that, the lady and man doing that, it was really beautiful. Yeah. That was really nice. I don't know it all, and if you all sing loud, you'd be covering up my mistakes here. I've been having a few here. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and cares to bear. All the cause we do not love again. Start on this, and I never could play it, but it's such a beautiful song. How does it go? Somewhere, my love. Sing a note up, Tony. Somewhere, my love. Is that the way it goes? Come on, get up here. Godfathers. What's Godfather sound like? Godfather's thing. Theme of the Godfather. Man. Come on, Jerry, speak.
I got a question. When did you stop having gypsy bands coming around?
Well, after we made our own band, we didn't encourage them to come around our area. But like I say, Christmas Eve, they would come from Pittsburgh, and it, not for a dance or something. They knew where all the coal miners lived, and Christmas Eve, they knew what's going on at home. The house is full of Christmas food and Christmas whatever and so on. And they'd come up on the porch and start playing right there. And you open the door, and that's the worst thing you do. You let them in and can't hardly get them to leave until you run out of money or something. But that's how they, that's how, but that was custom though. That wasn't, It was nice of them to do that. We didn't do that, though. We just had our own personal little shindigs in the Union Hall, and that was it, so.
Joe, we're probably running about out of time and about out of weather, it sounds like.
Okay.
Finish up with one big Hungarian dance room or something.
Oh, boy. What a good dance. Can't even remember the ones I got through playing, so I'll just fiddle around a little bit if it's all right with y'all. I played this a while ago, but it's my favorite. People, I tell you.
You are too.
Do we have any announcements for our